Cook had nominated all his family to be the people that represented the mentor, the nurturer of his talent. They are all fundamental in his Olympic ambition and the medals so far. Finley and his team went up the night before. When I arrived, there were blue skies and snow. It was very dramatic, but even more so when I got into the house, which was the first thing that confronts you are trophies, medals, photographs, ribbons, those accolade ribbons. It was remarkable. It was almost like an altar to aspiration and success, and of course, extraordinary hard work. Finley was out with Luke, Aaron's brother, and Aaron, and his two assistants in the gym, the training gym that Nigel had built in the back garden. It took pretty well all the back garden. It's the second gym that Nigel's built. The first one was in Dorset, which is where they lived previously before they decided to move to Manchester to support Aaron and his career and be near the GB Taekwondo Academy, the centre of excellence. We were going to make two images, the first of Aaron training in the gym, and the other one became very obvious when Finley and I discussed it and went outside to look again at the front of the house. It was the front of the house. It's this extraordinary scenario that does so many things. It really tells the grassroots of where sport comes from, the family home and with his family. But it was also that extraordinary tension between the domestic and really top sport. And the tension between these two creates the strangeness that Finley really enjoys working with. He talks about his work being strange, stranger than fashion. We went into the training gym. It was small. It was tight. There was Luke, Finley, me, Aaron, Bob, Aaron's sparring partner, which I can only describe. It's on a ball. It's like the ball my budgerigar used to have in its cage. And you knock it and it comes straight back up again. This one's slightly more venomous. And on the wall, there was a real a gallery of inspiration and humour. The one I remember most was a quote from Muhammad Ali, who said, "When I turn the light out, I'm in bed before it's dark. I'm so fast." And after my experience there, I felt that was utterly applicable to Aaron. So we photographed there, and Aaron was just going for Bob, going for him, picking him up, pulling him out of the door. It was extraordinary. At one point, Finley asked him how many times he could repetitively kick Bob. Aaron said about 10 and went for it. And Finley caught just one shot, and he was shooting fast. The next shot was outside. I sat and talked to the family, to Christine and Nigel, and heard something of their story, of the beginning from when Aaron was 5 in Dorchester, right up to the present. And above all, the moment when Aaron knocked out the 5-times world champion and double gold medalist Olympian, Stephen Lopez from the United States. It was an extraordinary story, and it came with such excitement from the family. I was watching the video, and at the end, I found myself cheering with them. It was thrilling. It was not just defeating him, it was knockout. While I was talking to them, I became very aware, and they stated it themselves, what a highly competitive family they all are, and very vocal. It's kind of huge communal energy coming from that household. When we went outside, each of the family took it in turns to hold the cushion, probably the wrong terminology, but it looked like a blue plastic cushion, which Aaron kicked. He did his signature kicks against. I walked slightly too close. I knew I'd be dead if I'd done a step further. The ferocity and the speed and the strength with which he slices the air is quite extraordinary, really. It's thrilling. I really want to go and watch at the Olympic Games. Christine and Nigel each took it in turns to hold this cushion while Aaron kicked. Christine retreated pretty quickly. Nigel stayed the course longer, but it's Luke that really is the one, the training partner, very much so.